We have a wonderful treat.
All right, Austin. It's wonderful to be here.
The show has been sabotaged and taken over by Malzy in studio.
Yep.
Malzy, would you like to yawn in that chair? Yeah, that was close. It's kind of like a...
Yeah, that's what he used to do. This is what he... Here, I'll do it one more time before I lose all of your listeners. He would go like this. He would go... And then he would act like nothing happened to me. And I would sit there. Do you know the amount of emotional damage, the amount of psychic scarring that occurred to me in a five-year period working alongside that man?
How much do you think has come down on me in a two-year span?
I think... Do you find yourself singing stuff that he sings during the day when he's not around?
Occasionally, yes.
Like, I used to sing his little, I'm a horticulture expert, I'm a horticulture guy.
Yeah,
like,
thankfully I don't do that.
You start singing that, man, you know that you're in deep with him.
Yeah, thankfully that is not one that comes to mind. It's typically church hymns that he changes the lyrics to that involve your name half the time.
Yeah, that also is weird. He's really made a career off of working Malzy into any situation imaginable.
Is that endearing? Do you take that as a
compliment? I like it. I mean, I think people, I would hope people know by now that Joe and I are friends. Joe and I get along. Joe and I, when we work together, would occasionally be at each other's throats. But I had a special talent for really ticking him off on the air to the point where he was like ready to strangle me, but managing to stay friendly with him when the mics went off. So
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Malzy, What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly.
Woo!
And what's cooking right now, Malzy? Other than the Tomlin presser, which we'll continue to get into, Philip Rivers signing to the practice squad of the Indianapolis Colts at 44. Mm-hmm. He's a semifinalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, for gosh sake. One, do you think Rivers will actually see action in a game? And two, it makes me wonder, could Ben come off the couch tomorrow and sign with a team and be able to play?
Yes, I think Rivers will see action. He probably wanted to get signed because he's got like 13 kids, so he probably needs the money. I mean, he's made a lot in his career, but you know, tuition isn't getting any cheaper. I do think he'll play. I thought Riley Leonard, I actually watched a little bit of that game after Jones blew out his Achilles. I thought Riley Leonard was like not horrible, but obviously he's not going to win you a game like that. To me, Rivers is the kind I would actually rather have a statue basically back there than a guy that, like, remember late career Vic would come off the bench and play. And Vic was still a guy who wanted to make it happen with his athletic ability, and occasionally he could. But when that's like a main part of your game when you're great in your prime, I don't think that ages very well.
Yeah, when he won that game in the soccer stadium.
Right. Like, that's a good example, and he made a huge run to help seal that game. I think a guy like Rivers, who I think his probably best 40 time was like 5.2 at some point.
That
like,
might be kind.
There are absolutely people in this building faster than Philip Rivers. Like, not just Doran, I mean. Like, I think Crowley with a strong tailwind could run a lot faster than Philip Rivers.
Could you on a bad knee do it?
Yeah. I think I could. Like, my knee is better now. When I first ran that one that made everybody make fun of me because Pony looked like an ostrich that was, like, constipated, and he was somehow, like, allegedly faster than me.
What is he, the Lemu Emu character?
He was, if you've ever seen the video, we were at Kenny Pickett's Pro Day, so this is several years ago, at Pitt's facility, and he and I just goofed around and tried to run 40s, not against each other directly. We each ran it individually, and it was a hand timing issue. And people... comments like, Malzy, you obviously are faster. You look like you've actually run before. Pony was like high stepping and high kneeing. It was very weird.
Yeah, I do remember that.
They claimed that I ran like a 5.9. There's no way. And I also was like a month away from tearing my meniscus. So this version of me, you let me limber up here, I think I could beat Rivers in a 40.
So do you think that Ben, what would Ben do if he came back for one game? And let's say it's hypothetically against Cleveland.
I think there's a good question about Ben, because I think Rivers had to be more of a technician, and actually from day one, I think Rivers had to probably like know the offense better. Ben got by on just, he was a great athlete, you know, kind of Josh Allen before Josh Allen existed in the NFL. Maybe not like the pure runner, but hard to bring down, big rangy guy, bigger than the linebackers trying to tackle him.
Like, what kind of shape is Ben even in right now?
I think Ben actually, I've laughed about like, was he ever going to be one of those guys who ballooned up? He looks like he's not. I mean, I actually, He randomly crossed paths with me. Obviously, there was no Christmas cards or hellos exchanged. But I was at Laurel Valley for the 10 Memorial Golf Tournaments Junior event that they did. It was their inaugural event this past summer. And Ben's son is a very good golfer. His son, who's like right around teenage years, I think he's like 13. And so he plays in a lot of the big junior stuff around town. And Ben was there as a golf dad. And he looked, he looked like he always looks. I bet you if I had to guess a weight on him, because he's every bit of 6'5 and a half, he's a tall guy, so you got to go higher. I guess like in the 260, 270 range, probably on the lower end of that. But to your point, though, you asked me if he could actually do it. My main question would be, at the end of his career, we know he like got way better as a technician and as a guy who was reading defenses.
He was a point guard.
Yeah, well, I'm saying like knowledge of scheme, knowledge of what other teams are going to try to do to stop you, etc.
Yeah, kind of like Rodgers at this point.
Sure. Can he pick up somebody's offense, like, or can you tailor an offense quickly to say, Ben, what concepts do you remember liking, especially late in your career? What do you feel good about throwing right now, and what do you feel good about doing? I think in like a pinch, is he going to be better than, say, Brady Cook, who the Jets had to put in when Taylor went down? Yeah, I think he probably would be.
Well, and hasn't Rivers, doesn't he have a connection with Steichen as well, going back to the Chargers days?
I believe so. Steichen was still with the Eagles when Rivers played his last actual year. But yeah, I believe Shane Steichen and he have shared history.
So there should be some verbiage there that he should be able to pick up on easier where...
Yeah, he was the Chargers OC in 2019 when old Philly was still there.
Yeah, so like if Bruce Arians
they speak
was
the
still
same
around,
language.
Or if Matt Canada was any good and went to a different job, maybe that would... Or Coach Randy.
It'd be Fichtner. But yeah. No, not Canada. Ben would intentionally sabotage Canada, I think, at this point.
If Coach Randy was coaching the Vikings right now, I could see it.
If B.A. was coaching somewhere, like if Bruce Arians was the O.C. or the head coach of a team and was like, I need a quarterback, and he called Ben, I think Ben would pick up the phone and there would be a very serious discussion.
How do you feel about Tomlin's comments about Minka and what he said ultimately about how he's being deployed?
I think they've been really solid in the secondary once they solidified some of their, divisional labor. I think Minka has been significant in that regard. He's been playing nickel for them. And they've got more depth, certainly, at safety than they do at corner. And Minka's versatility has been an asset to him. He's done an awesome job as a guy that plays closer to the line of scrimmage in the nickel position, a guy that blitzes. Certainly in base, he plays free safety and is a hub of communication and center fielder back there for him there.
So I find it ironic that Tomlin mentions that and how he's playing around the scrimmage, around the line of scrimmage and playing near the box and the versatility component. Things that the Steelers never let Minka do over the last couple years before trading him.
Well, the one thing that you have to remember about his time in Miami is that he actually claimed that he hated being moved around a lot as a chess piece. He liked to be, give me one role and let me do that role. So I do think Minka's kind of an inconsistent or in literary terms, an unreliable narrator here with some of this. They seem like they have him as, what did Tomlin say, free safety and base and a nickel corner otherwise.
Right.
I think honestly Mike respects him, but I think also Mike's answer there sort of just generally indicated that things with Minka had run their course here pretty obviously. I think in that, the question, I think it was Brooke who asked it about his leadership too.
Right.
And Tomlin, I thought, gave away the game a little bit there when he said, we have a lot of good leaders. We don't have a leadership deficiency here, because I think the Minka leadership had curdled a little bit by the end. Because I think he was, like, there's two kinds of hard ass that you can be. You can be the guy that, like, really gets people to rally to your side because you're such a blood and guts type of player. But you can also be the kind of guy that I think, like, kind of puts off some of your teammates if you're acting a certain, like almost standoffish. And I think Minka by the end turned into that guy.
Well, and he even mentioned communication too and what he's doing with Miami. And communication seemed to be a problem where, especially in that Chiefs game, there were multiple instances, whether it was Queen, whether it was Elliott, just putting their hands up and looking towards Minka as to what happened. Miscommunication issues all around.
I've got to chime in on something. Yes. I fired up the YouTube comments and Pony's going to roast me for this. I told him he could. I had a dad moment here. I am wearing the exact same hoodie that I was wearing yesterday to work. Basically the hat, the hoodie, the whole deal. Different pants, thank God, and different underwear. But I threw back on the hoodie today after a shower. And now I realized to my horror when I came in that I was wearing the exact same thing. And people are just going to try to hit me with those callous charges here. like when Callis stunk up the place because he did not have a chance to go home and shower, and he the prod studio was a bit messy.
So you didn't wash the hoodie at all then? You just put it right back on after you put it on the bed or
in
your closet?
But listen, you hang the thing up. It's not like I came in here and ran sprints in this thing. So why should it smell bad after one wear?
It shouldn't, and it probably doesn't. What an observant YouTube chat to be able to remember
that. The YouTube chat can't believe I'm on this early either. What would Starkey ask you? Do you like Cornish game hens?
I think he'd say right now. He was actually talking about you guys and your comments on Kyle Schwarber. Why would the PM team actually think that Kyle Schwarber would be a realistic topic for the Pirates? Because Joe thinks that it was just basically a talking point where it might be thrown out there by agents that the Pirates are trying to spend all this money. But if Ken Rosenthal's report is correct, 4 years and 120, and Schwarber ultimately signed for 5 and 150, are we realistically saying that if the Pirates went an additional year, that Schwarber would have done that?
They would have had to offer him like $5 million more per year over the life of probably a 5-year deal, so it would have looked like 5 and 155 because there's absolutely a Pirates tax. Philly. We laugh about Philly. Obviously, we make fun of the Flyers, and we should. Their fans are completely insane. It's an unbelievable sports town if they like you.
No doubt.
As an athlete, like if Philly fans decide that you're one of them, that is one of the greatest places to play in the world.
Oh, he's beloved.
Because they'll basically bring the knives out, literally and figuratively, to defend you. And he's like their, I think he's probably the most popular guy on that team at this point, more so than even Harper.
Yeah, I would agree with that, and we've seen how they are trying to run Castellanos out of town, the verbiage
that is
being...
He sucks now, by the way.
Yeah.
That's kind of the problem.
And how about Jalen Hurts last night, too?
He also sucks right now. I think we can officially... He's a weird case, isn't he? Because he's played in 2 Super Bowls and easily could be 2-0, and in both of them, he either played Mahomes to a draw or in the second one, outplayed him badly. And that would give you credence to the idea. That would lend credence to the idea that he's like a really top end dude. He ain't.
Well, he could have been the MVP in both.
He's not the best. He's not like a force multiplier quarterback at all.
No, he's not a top 10. Where is he? Do you think 10 to 15?
All right,
range?
Here, quickly, because we got a minute left. Let's play my favorite game. All right. Is he better than Drake May?
No.
Is he better than Josh Allen?
No.
Is he better than Tua?
Yes.
Is he better than anybody on the Jets? Yes.
Yes.
Is he better than Burrow? No.
No.
Is he better than Shadur? Yes.
Yes.
Is he better than Rodgers? Yes. Gun to my head.
Yeah,
yes.
He is.
But it's because of the running component.
He's not better than Lamar.
He's not better than Lamar. That's 4. Is he better than Herbert?
No.
Is he better than Mahomes?
No.
Is he better than Bo Nix? Tough.
No. Maybe. Barely, no.
Tough scene right now. 7. Is he better than Trevor Lawrence?
I say no.
Okay, is he better than Stroud?
I think yes.
Is he better than Cam Ward?
He's definitely better.
Cam Ward is putting good tape out there for a horrible football team. Skip the Colts. Who do we miss in the AFC? Anybody?
I think that's it.
Is he better than Stafford? No.
No.
Is he better than a healthy Jaden Daniels?
A healthy Jaden Daniels? No.
Is he better than Purdy?
That's 10. Yes,
okay,
he's better than Purdy.
Is he better than Darnold right now?
No.
Okay, that's 11. Is he better than Jacoby Brissett? Sure.
Yes.
Is he better than Caleb?
No, not right now. No,
is he better
not
than
the way
Love? No,
playing.
Love
no.
is awesome. Love's an MVP candidate. Is he
Goff?
Better than Goff?
No,
I would say no. Is he better than Baker?
No.
Is he better than? Well, yes, he's better than McCarthy. So we've named 15 right now.
Yeah, and he's better than whoever Atlanta's throwing out there right now. Kirk Cousins or Penix.
He's better
Saints.
Than he's better than Bryce Young.
He is.
But like we just named half the league. He's a middle of the road quarterback on an unbelievable roster. If he was like Lamar Jackson healthy on that team, they would never lose. Anyway,
thank
fun
you,
time,
Malzie.
Austin. Thank you.
The Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's a high of 34, AJ Burnett, and a low of 13, Nick Menino. The PM team is next.